we start with Gan Eden, literally the garden of delight. I figured it makes sense to start in the beginning. And our first category here is basics about Gan Eden. And I'd like to go through it, and you'll get the feeling, just from our peripheral knowledge of the words, that there are two Gan Edens, if you will. How do we normally use the word Gan Eden? When we talk, contemporary speech, we use the word Gan Eden. What are we referring to?
Paradise.
Paradise. After a person dies, typically we talk about they go to Gan Eden, which is a holding area until Mashiach comes, until the time of the resurrection of the dead. There's a holding area for the souls where they get infused with enormous spirituality, enormous strength. And then when there's going to be a rebonding of body and soul, the soul is going to be much stronger than the body, to the point that the body will just naturally be comfortable obeying the directive of the soul. The soul says, it's time to wake up in the morning. The body says, oh yes, Mr. Soul, my pleasure, and pops out of bed. You shouldn't be eating that, Mr. Body. Oh yes, Mr. Soul, I recognize, either because it's not kosher or because it's not healthy or whatever the reason is. Sure, Mr. Soul. Right now, it's a battle. There's body, there's soul. After Gan Eden, after paradise, after being infused with strength, after the resurrection in the times of Mashiach, doing mitzvahs will be comfortable, be easy, be natural. Normal obedience to one's higher calling. We do, however, have another term of Gan Eden. For anybody who studies Chumash, we just had Parshas Bereishis. We find out that Adam is in Gan Eden. Gan be'Eden. There's a garden in a place called Eden. And you put that together, the Garden of Eden. Is that the same place? Is that a different place? The old question is, you know, Rebbe, show it to me. I want to see that place. Let's learn the pasuk and see if it makes sense to say it's the same place. Quote number one, Vayita Hashem Elokim, and Hashem planted Gan be'Eden mikedem, a garden in Eden to the east, Vayosem Sham, and he placed there Es HaAdam Asher Yotzer, the man that he created. Okay, so far what do we have? Garden. Person. Person is put in the garden. Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim inu Adama, Hashem caused to sprout forth from the earth, kol etz nechmod lemare, every tree that's pleasant in appearance, v'tov lemachol, and good to eat. Just a quick observation. We'll have to see if we can do something with this. It doesn't say tasty. It says good to eat. V'etz hachayim b'soch hagan, and the tree of life inside this garden. V'etz hadas tov v'ra, and the tree of knowledge, good and bad. We know the story, quick allusion to it, that Adam was told not to eat from the tree of knowledge, because that tree of knowledge would open up to him in a very real way the concept, first-hand experience of sin. And until that time, it was more of an intellectual thing. You know, there are people in the world who get angry. There are people in the world who do the wrong thing. It could happen, but it wasn't on a personal level. Once he eats from this tree, he's been there. He's seen the nightlife. Very personal level. So that's the knowledge of good and bad. V'nohar yotze me'eden, a river goes out from this delightful area. Lahashko says hagon, first it goes and waters the garden. U'misham yipared, and then it goes out. V'haya la'arba roshim, and it turns into four different branches to the river. Shemo echad Pishon, one is called Pishon, hu asoviv eskoleretz haChavila, asher shama zahav, it goes around the land of Chavila, which is the place of the gold. Uzahav haoretz haHitov, the place of that gold is great. Sham habedolach ve'evan hashom, you could also find these precious stones used in the Mishkan, for example. V'shem anor asheni Gichon, there's also the river Gichon, hu asoviv eskoleretz Kush, goes around the place of Kush. V'shem anor ashlishi Chidekel, hu haolech kidmas Ashur, goes by Ashur. V'anor haravi hu Peros, the fourth river is the Euphrates. V'yikach Hashem alokim es ha'odom, Hashem took man, v'yanicheyu b'gan Eden, and he placed him in Gan Eden, la'avda, to work it, u'l'shamra, and to guard it, to do positive actions, and to control oneself from negative behavior. A mini world. Why did I spend so much time on these verses? Here's my question to you. Is this description of Gan Eden the same place as the holding area for souls, which happens after we die? I posit, no way. This is a physical garden. This is a physical place. The place is listed in these psukim according to all the commentaries. You can debate which countries it's talking about. You could sit with a map. Rabbi Kaplan in his Chumash has a map, and he has a few different places, each one with question marks, like he's not positive if this is Kush or that's Kush. Euphrates is a known river. That's the region. And that's a common word. Pros comes up everywhere. This is a very real garden. Adam was placed in the choicest place of the world. Hashem created a special place for him. So we have a term, Gan Eden, which seems to be a very physical location. We have a term, Gan Eden, that we're toying around in our minds with, which is the holding place of souls. Right now, two different Gan Edens, very different. One is a lofty physical place, and one that we still have to figure all out is the Gan Eden of souls that we have not yet substantiated in text.